Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
BJ and Jamie.
Yo, 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 here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app, live everywhere. And the podcast later on today. It is a Thursday. Thursday, what, August 21st, I think it is,
yep. Right?
Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yep. Good. The week is almost over.
Oh, I can't
tomorrow,
wait.
You got a big day, man. Big backdrop over in your hood.
In Parker, baby. We're coming.
Yeah, right there in your backyard. We'll do it in your backyard, in fact. Let's do it in your front yard. Trample your grass a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Morning, Spadell.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I've been better.
Yeah. I know. You're having a dog
bummed
issue.
About the dog, yeah.
Yeah, Spadell's dog is not doing so well.
Oh,
she's
no.
What, 13?
13 and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old girl.
Well, maybe she'll come around.
Yeah.
You never know.
The vet says that she's going to, but it just doesn't really seem like
she
it.
She had some surgery, right?
Yeah, on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It may take a few days.
That's what I'm hoping.
I mean, if I had surgery, it'd take me a few days.
Yeah.
It'd take me a while to get back in my prime.
Yeah.
Where's Jamie?
No clue.
Nobody heard?
Well, it is can day.
It is can day, yeah.
Well, are they that hard to put out?
Yeah, but if you're dodging bears...
That's right. That's right. It could be a mountain lion she's fighting off.
Yeah. That bear was huge, the one that was there over the weekend.
That was my bad. My bad. Remember, they have that fat bear in the neighborhood that ate a neighbor.
Yeah. Legs sticking out.
Or at least it looks like it ate a neighbor if you look at the bear.
It was huge.
I don't know if it actually did. All right. It's going to be so hot today, they're letting part of the schools either stay home or they go in or they get out early, right?
Is yeah, like 12:20, 12:30, some get out.
You know, I got the list over here of the schools that are being pretty much affected by this. And it's a little bit confusing to me because, again, if you don't know, there are certain schools that don't have air conditioning. And today's going to be 97 degrees. There's a major heat warning today. The entire week's been hot, okay? But today's going to be really super hot. Last day, then it cools off just a bit. But with these air conditioning in the schools, makes it very uncomfortable for the kiddos, okay? But I noticed that just about, every school on here is an elementary school.
Yeah. Not one high school.
So, wait a minute. So, we gave all the high schools air conditioning, but not the little kids?
That's what I'm guessing, yeah.
That's messed up.
That's what it sounds like.
High school's got priority.
That is messed up. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, well, I can't turn my neck, but I'm okay.
Oh.
I'm okay. This is the first time in golf history that I have done something so wrong that I can't turn my neck.
Oh, you tweaked something?
Yeah, something happened. I don't know what it is.
Was it the golf or the way you slept?
I think it was the golf, because I hit golf balls for an hour straight.
Yeah.
I didn't even take a lesson. My son took a lesson, so I was just on the range, and I just hit for an hour straight, and I can't move my arms. I can't move my legs.
Take you some Doan's pills.
I can't move my neck. I can't do anything. So I'm going home.
I got another. I got another little suggestion for you.
What's that?
Maybe give up golf.
Maybe, because this is the first time I've ever done it where I can't move my neck. Dude, you know what? That hot tub. What's that hot tub company that?
Altitude hot tub.
Yeah, I need altitude hot tub.
That's what you need.
Go in upside down.
Yes, exactly. Just shrink down in there. Oh,
give me a snorkel.
Man. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, because when you forget, like when you hit on the range, that is a lot different than playing golf. Because if you play golf, you get back in the car, you get some time, you get to hit a ball, right? Yep. But when you're just hitting for an hour straight, that's different.
Very difficult for me to do.
Oh my
an hour straight. I could do about 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, but,
an hour. But not an hour. I'm not going to do an hour.
Anyway, so I'm good. So how's everybody else?
Good. Yeah. We were just talking about the schools. Yeah, the schools are closing today.
Okay.
Some of the DPS schools are closing.
They should.
And some are letting them out early. Well, I mean, you and I said this earlier in the week.
95 degrees.
They should have made that call earlier.
I agree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They're a little late to the party.
Right?
This is the last hot day, and it's the only day the kids are going to get a break. They should have made this call on Sunday.
Well, I think they did it maybe because Jeremy Hubbard, he was like, yeah, my kid says she's really, really hot at school. It's uncomfortable. I was like, maybe somebody heard that.
Oh, so
wait a minute. Put the pressure on.
Yeah.
So when we say it, it carries no weight. Jeremy Hubbard says it, it carries weight.
It's actually his daughter complaining about it. Yeah. Oh. So we're just saying, we bet, but his kid's actually saying it.
Well, we were right.
Yeah.
We were right. Well, they're going to cancel some of the schools today, and some of the kids get to go home early. I don't know how early you get to go home, but I did notice it's all elementary schools. There are no middle schools. There's no high schools. Nothing like that on the list.
Crazy.
So they're letting the kids just burn up.
Wow.
It's what nuts. It sounds like to me.
It's nuts.
All right, just getting started here. Nobody wins the Powerball last
night.
Oh,
man.
We had 110 tickets.
I still owe you $10.
I know.
And for nothing.
Well, we might have won something.
That's true.
Some people want some money.
Yeah.
But the big jackpot, man, now is $700 million.
I can't believe we didn't win.
We didn't win. And we had 110 tickets.
See, that's crazy to me.
I know.
Well, first of all, when I saw the 110 Powerball Pete's letting too many people into this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a big number.
We got to back it down a bit.
I feel bad for him. Think about that. He had to buy 110 tickets.
Then he's got to go scan them all.
God, exactly. That's awful.
Maybe we let him just keep whatever money
poor
we want.
Guy.
You know, for his effort.
No
you know,
kidding.
Oh, I mean, that's a hassle,
that
right?
That is a hassle. Yeah.
You got to go. First of all, you're that schmuck standing at the counter. You just ordered 110 tickets,
right?
And everybody behind you's cussing you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Poor guy.
You're that guy.
To do that for free, that says a lot about Powerball Pete.
Keep it, Pete.
That
I don't
very
care
nice
what. Well, if it's over $50, then we need to share it. But if it's under $50, Pete, you can keep it. That's your tip.
All right.
Quick break. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. Oh, tomorrow, bag drop. Tote bag drop in Parker, man. We're going to be there. We got like 150, 200 bags to give away.
Yeah, this is going to be the last one.
No, I don't think so. I got an email yesterday.
Oh, I didn't.
Can I read it to you?
Sure, yeah.
Hope to have confirmation, BJ, on the bags tomorrow. I think we're going to get them. Wow. Should have them by the first of the week.
I didn't get one of those emails.
Yeah, well, I got it right here.
Oh, really?
I think that they thought that you might write back, like, you know.
Like, I'm over this. This
up
is
yours, this or
is,
take it in the shorts, or something
exhausting,
like that.
Exhausting, yeah, something like that, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. So they probably deleted you from, but that was great news. Made my day yesterday.
I bet it did.
Yeah, bags coming, man. I don't know who bought him.
Me either.
I don't know who stepped up to the plate. All right, Parker will be there tomorrow at 7:40. We'll announce exactly where we will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. All right? Cool.
Cool.
Very cool. Do you see Bed Bath & Beyond's coming back?
I did see that.
You know, and this is a good thing, too, because it's just in time for Christmas. That's where I bought your lotion.
I know. I remember it well. It's an endearing moment for me.
When I saw the store, yeah. First thing I thought was, oh, this is going to make Jamie happy. The bags don't make her happy. But Bed Bath & Beyond being back and BJ being able to shop there for lotion for her.
That was our first Christmas. BJ got me like all kinds of lotion and a candle. It was very romantic. It was very romantic.
What the hell was I thinking? I don't know.
Just got caught up in the moment.
I still go back to that day.
Well, wasn't your wife shopping in there and you just threw it in the cart or something?
I think.
Yeah.
You're probably dead on.
Something like that, yeah.
I've got the CEO here talking about
Marcus,
300.
I really dig Marcus.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Marcus. He used to have a show. I forgot what it was. He took people with their businesses were failing, and he helped them like get out of trouble. Kind of before Shark Tank.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised they went out of business to begin with. I mean, they had a pretty good niche going there, right?
And he also owns Campers World or whatever.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Hey, Spadil, can you look this dude up? I've never heard of the guy.
Yeah, Marcus.
Marcus?
Yeah, Marcus.
All right, here's Marcus. Then.
Bed Bath & Beyond is making a comeback 2 years after filing for bankruptcy, opening a new rebranded store in Nashville this month. Marcus Lemonis is the executive chairman of the company. Marcus.
As we start to open up stores again, we're planning on opening 300 over the next 24 months.
300 stores coming back. They're making a comeback. They're not going to do California, though. They say it's too costly.
Yeah, that's what
I
hear.
Can't operate over there.
Yeah. So, man, I know everybody loves Bed Bath & Beyond.
I hope we get it before Christmas.
I mean,
that's my shopping.
I'm kind of shocked, though, that he has the, kahunas, if you will, to open them back up, because it seems like brick and mortars are kind of on the, have been on the way out forever.
Not only that, it sounds like it may be just a little bit of a high number to me. 300 stores.
Yeah.
I mean, why not start with like 50?
Right.
Go with 50, put that in the markets that you feel good about, and then let's just go from there. But 300 stores, that's quite a gamble for Marcus.
But remember what was so popular about Bed Bath & Beyond is at the end cap aisles, and when you're waiting to check out, it had all those little tchotchkes.
They got you every single time.
Right.
And it'd be like everything from snacks to little trinkets.
Yeah,
like,
just dumb stuff. And you're like, okay, I guess I need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just the dumbest little stuff, and you just load up.
He was on The Prophet. That was the show that he was on.
Oh, The Prophet. Yeah,
the
that's
Prophet?
What it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So.
Yeah, and he owns what? What
Campers
was it you
World.
Said? Campers World?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, but that's a moneymaker.
A bunch of them went out of business.
World?
He got in a lot of trouble because he had a gigantic American flag, and different towns were saying it was obnoxious.
They sold campers?
Yeah.
Or it was a parking place.
No, they sold campers.
They sold campers.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not familiar with it.
Yep. Campers
okay. World. Well, I'll bet
the
you that
makes
a poo-poo.
The one in Marion, Illinois went out of business.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. It sure did.
I thought camping was at an all-time high around here.
I don't know. Well, guess not in Southern Illinois.
I guess not. Southern Illinois. They roll just a little bit different.
Yeah.
Do you see how big this hurricane has gotten?
I did.
Is that crazy?
Well, just
this thing,
the water. I mean, just the waves are insane.
The surge.
Yeah.
The surge is absolutely unbelievable on the East Coast. And this thing's not even making landfall and it's doing this.
I know. I saw that.
I think it spreads. They say if you put it in the U.S., it would go from, I think, Minneapolis to New York.
Wow.
It's taken out houses, and it's not even there.
No.
I mean, I don't know if you saw some of the houses are leaning already.
I did.
Yeah.
I don't get those people that build on stilts.
I love them.
I like the house. I'd love to live in one. But man, oh man, I mean, you're on the Outer Banks in North Carolina, and you're living in a house on stilts in the water.
Yeah.
You probably got a problem at some point.
Well, like today. Today
okay,
would be
well, that
an
day
example.
Has come.
Yeah,
that
example
day has come.
A. Yeah.
That day has come.
Right? Yeah, today
that
would
makes
be
a lot of sense. Going to be a hot one today. 97 for a high. They say it could break a record. Could be as high as 99. Major heat warning. But then it's going to cool down, and we got rain on the way, too. But it's going to be a real hot one out there.
I think they call it a scorcher.
Scorcher.
A scorcher. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then another fire broke out, I heard.
Oh, yeah, another one.
Yeah.
But here's the big story today. Okay,
what's
you
that?
Guys missed it. I think they're going to eliminate Jumbotrons.
What? I don't think they will.
Yep. I think
I
they're gonna,
saw that story.
They're going to eliminate Jumbotrons.
No
why?
Way.
Why?
Because they're just they're a nemesis. They're just a big problem for everyone. And they're pressure, and they're just a horrible, horrible idea. And they're invasive, and they're just, yeah.
But they're the current scoreboards. You got to have scoreboards.
Well, they're going to eliminate. So, what I'm saying is, okay, I misspoke. What they're going to eliminate doing is going to the crowd with cameras.
Oh, they're going to eliminate the kiss cam.
Yep. They're going to eliminate.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, they're going to eliminate.
I can see the kiss cam.
Although, didn't, who was it that got busted? That CEO, but he was at a Coldplay show, right?
Right.
Coldplay came out over the weekend and said that they're going to continue to do it.
Yeah, well, no, they're mad. That's a whole different story.
Oh, okay.
He's mad because they made it a kiss cam, and it was never intended to be a kiss cam. It's just supposed to be a camera where they say hi to people, random people, but then somehow it became a kiss cam after that CEO.
Yeah, Chris Martin got all riled up.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Chris Martin was like, you guys, this was never supposed to be a kiss camera. Nobody has to kiss. I just wanted to say hi to people. So, but now everybody thinks they're supposed to kiss. Yeah, so that's the story, is that people feel too much pressure to kiss somebody they're next to, even if they're just like, you know, like if you and I, BJ, went, we would feel pressure to kiss. That's number one. Number two is engagements. People feel like they have to say yes on the jumbotron, even if they don't want to.
Yeah, you're on the spot.
Right. So that's why they're saying that they should get rid of them.
So
it's too much pressure if somebody gets down on their knee. I know.
That is so dumb.
I know. So
first world problems.
Right? But I feel too much pressure because you get down on your knee and I'm in front of everybody. Yeah. I don't want to humiliate you.
Crap, the camera's on us. Where's the ring? Where's the ring?
So women are feeling pressure to say yes, even though they don't want to.
Ah, gotcha. All right, get rid of them.
Yeah.
We don't need that pressure in this world.
Exactly.
Right? We don't need it. All right, tabloid trash is next.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, man, this is so sad.
What?
My favorite judge on the planet, Frank Caprio. I knew him from the internet. He's the sweetest judge on the planet. If you ever watched him, you'll know that he, like, somebody will come up and he'll be like, "Why'd you speed?" And they'll say, "I was on the way to the hospital because my wife was having a baby." And he'll be like, "Well, that's okay. I'll let you off.
Yeah, I like babies.
Let's not do that anymore."
Yeah.
He's just the sweetest judge, and he fought cancer and he beat it, and now he has passed away. I don't know how old he was, but I think he was like 83 or 84, something like that. They say it's caught in Providence, the TV judge, known for his kindness in the courtroom. Oh, sorry, he died at 88 from pancreatic cancer. Oh, I thought I beat it. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, it came back.
He served as chief judge in Providence from 1985 to 2023 and became famous online for showing empathy while handling minor offenses. He also supported education through scholarships and community work. He is survived by his wife, Joyce, and his five children.
I've got audio with this guy.
Yeah.
We'll play it later because I've got to edit it because it's kind of, you know, there's a lot of stuff needs to be taken out. But this guy, man, if you have any kind of social media, you've seen this guy.
Yeah.
You have seen this guy. He became extremely popular.
Yep.
All right. Thought I'd throw that in there.
I think I said that, though, at the very beginning. But he's so popular on the internet. Like, that's where everybody knows him from.
Gotcha.
Actually. Singer Diana Vickers shared a strange encounter with Leonardo DiCaprio. This is so weird. She was invited to what she thought was a party at his house. And so she's like, oh, yay, Leonardo DiCaprio is having a party. So she went over to his house to join this party. But what she did was she ended up just sitting there watching TV with him. She called the experience absolutely bizarre and suggested it reflects a Hollywood pattern where famous men surround themselves with attractive young women. Didn't Kanye West do the same thing? Didn't people say, like, he would invite them over for parties and they'd just sit there and watch TV with them?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah. He invited somebody over. It was that one girlfriend. And then not only did he invite her to sit there and watch TV, but then he started doing some weird stuff, if you know what I mean. You know.
Yeah, Kanye's a different world.
Yeah, that's true, too. Let's see here. What else do I have for you? Brooke Hogan. I thought she didn't want to be involved in anything. She won't stop talking. It's so bizarre to me. She says police have questions now about her dad, Hulk Hogan's, death. She says police body cam footage and the 911 calls from the day could show new details, but those records aren't publicly available. Hulk died of a heart attack on July 24th, and Brooke is upset that no autopsy was done before he was cremated and worries about how quickly it happened. Police say there's no sign of foul play. Move on, but we'll see what happens. She always just seems that, like, it finally dies down, and then she pops up with something.
Yeah, I don't know what they're suspecting. It just doesn't make sense to me because Hulk Hogan, you know, he took steroids forever. I mean, the guy, he was a walking case for a heart attack. All those wrestlers are, and it just seems like it's cut and dry to me.
I know. I don't
understand.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, it dies down, and then she pops up again.
Yeah, I mean, he had surgery. We all know that. There could be complications from the surgery that we don't know about that caused it, too. Maybe that's what she's looking for. But again, that's just par for the course, I guess. I mean, he had a surgery that maybe something went wrong. That's it.
Who knows?
I don't know how it's almost like she's trying to say there's a conspiracy theory here.
Yeah,
that's
what
I'm
somebody
getting
at, yeah. Intentionally killed my dad.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me. And I'm not seeing any signs of that.
I don't get it.
But she keeps talking
she
about
does.
It.
She yeah. does. It's funny. Yesterday I was watching TMZ and Harvey Levin goes, why is it that Michelle Obama slams Barack on every podcast?
She does. She does.
I think it's because they've gotten so many headlines from it.
Maybe that's true.
And that's the only way she can get anyone to tune into her podcast, probably.
He compared it to Sonny and Cher, where Cher was like, you know, the celebrity or whatever, and then Sonny was her whipping boy.
Yeah.
It's because yesterday she was talking about her kids, like how the two daughters are so different, and that Barack said, well, yeah, but this one, and she's like, it's not like that at all. Pay attention.
It's tough being a whipping boy. No, I'm just saying, it's probably tough.
Yeah.
I guess. Yelled at all the time.
It's right? Always your fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't do anything right.
That Barack and I, we have a lot in common.
What did you get in trouble for yesterday? This should be a new feature.
Me?
Yeah. There's got to be something.
I'm in the doghouse right now.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. I've been giving too much candy to the kid again. So,
pumping him full of sugar.
We got popped with a Twix yesterday. Man, you would have thought it was a drug bust. I swear, it was like a drug bust. I mean, we got popped yesterday, and man, did all hell break loose.
Really?
Yeah, Twix bar.
I can see you guys in the corner just like unraveling Twix bars and shoving them in your mouth.
I tried to talk to Frog yesterday. It's like, dude, and he doesn't really even like Twix. If we're going to get popped, man,
yeah.
You got to go with the real gusto stuff.
Right?
Like the Reese's cups and stuff like that. He grabs a Twix bar. Now, this is a Twix bar that had been in my vehicle. for, I don't know, it probably had melted five times. And so I took it out one day and threw it in the freezer. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Right.
I thought, well, we can save this baby. You know, it's a Twix bar. Maybe I'll munch on this at some point. Well, I threw it in the freezer. He goes and gets it yesterday. And then all of a sudden, he's popped. He's bust. He got caught in the drive-by, man. And we got in tons of trouble for that.
Yeah.
He doesn't even like Twix.
I agree with him. I hate Twix. The only good part is you put your teeth right against that cookie, and then you scrape the chocolate and the caramel into the bottom of your mouth.
It's a crappy cookie to get busted on, man.
Yeah.
You got to go full tilt.
Well, it wasn't your fault. You just put it in the freezer.
Yes, it was my fault, JB. I am Barack B.J. Obama.
Yeah.
It was my fault. Yes.
But all you did was put it in the freezer.
I know, but I put it too low.
Oh.
He could reach it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I like this feature, though. What did B.J. get in trouble for last night? Yeah, I think every day we'll have some.
I sure got the content for you.
Oh, my God. All right, and then finally, it's like we talked about the Jumbotron. 303-22 Alice, what do you think? Is it evil? I mean, the kiss cam. Is it evil? Is it too invasive? Should we be getting rid of it? Should they not be looking at people trying to get them to kiss or feel like that women are obligated to say, I do on the Jumbotron?
I mean, there is something to that because I remember the first time Brie and I ever got on the kiss cam at Ball Arena for an Avs game. She totally denied me. Like, we just got married, right?
And she said no?
No, and I went to go kiss her. She just did it stone cold face. Just looked straight ahead. And the crowd goes, oh! I felt like an idiot. And then someone texted her and was like, you just deny him? Like, yeah, actually, I'm married to him, too. It's even worse.
You should sue him.
Yeah,
but
right.
But she got, like, that stage fright.
Right?
She just froze.
And then everybody just toasted
her. Like,
loser, denied.
It was not a good feeling. I immediately left. I went to the bathroom to give myself some time.
All right, there you go. Tell
Judge. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morty Show. I'll edit up this judge for you because everybody's seen this guy. He died yesterday at 88 years old. He's considered the nicest judge in the world. Well, he was.
Yeah, he was.
He passed away. All right, we'll get it next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.